الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإبراهيم الذي وفى وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى أهلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الحمد لله All praise, all glory and complete submission and sacrifice is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And complete praise and salutations and blessings be upon our noble, most beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama and upon his purified family and upon the purified and noble companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. My respected elders, brothers, sisters, mothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah in this sacred month of Zulhijjah. And may your attendance become a means for your purification, for your guidance, for your success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. We are in the beautiful days of Zulhijjah and we are surrounded by the blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during these days and nights we abundantly glorify and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs us to his Khalil, his one of his most beloved messengers and prophets, none other than Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the overarching theme throughout the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is that of sacrifice. And this is why people sacrifice their time and their wealth and they go towards the days and the maqamat and the sha'air of Hajj. People sacrifice their time and their wealth and their health and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day and they stand fast throughout the nights. And they are beseeching and imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today insha'Allah al-Aziz, we very quickly try to cover and encompass the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and also try to connect it to the sacrifices that we make. How many sacrifices we make for our deen, for our religion, for our Lord, for the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and compare that to the sacrifices we make for the dunya, the sacrifices we make for our children, for our work, for our career, for our success, and for our fame. So inshallah, we will try to encompass that today. So sacrifice is part and parcel of all of creation. There is not one thing that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that in some form and some manner, whether on a micro level or a macro level, it also carries out some form of sacrifice. If the atom does not decay, then you can't have that burst of energy. So even that is also sacrificing itself in a manner that you cannot necessarily understand the way that we humans sacrifice. But everything in some manner and fashion is sacrificing. So if you look at the basic examples around us, a mother, she sacrifices her sleep for her child, for her son, for her daughter. A mother, she also sacrifices her health for her children, for her husband, for her family members. She sacrifices her energy. She gives 9 months of her life towards her child, her unborn child in the womb. She sacrifices her health and her sleep and her rest and everything to protect and safeguard that individual, that child. And then even after the child is born, she continues in her sacrifice. She sacrificed for the majority of her life. For a lifetime, she will still be there for her child, for her daughter, for her son, to in some way or form, sacrificing her health, her wealth, or whatever it may be, to continue to safeguard and to protect that child, to show her love toward that child. And this is a similar thing for a father as well. They also carry out various sacrifices for their children that they can see and then they cannot see, for their safety, for their development, for their nurturing, for their upbringing, for their, you know, food and sustenance and clothing and various other things. They sacrifice so much for their children, for their family. This is part of human nature. And then we see even in the animal kingdom, even in the things that are around us, in the environment that we live in the ecology, in the environment, with animals, with plants, with wildlife, they also carry out various forms of sacrifice. If you look at the ants, and if you look at the bees and how they sacrifice everything for the queen, or for the hive, or for the nest, so that they can protect the queen, and the queen can continue to reproduce. So the ants don't reproduce themselves. And neither do the bees, they allow just the mother queen to do that. So they sacrifice all of those things. They will protect the opening of the hive and the opening of the nest, and they will bite each other to prevent other things entering. They will stay outside to prevent, you know, attacks taking place on the hive or the nest. They will sacrifice themselves for their food, for the eggs, for the queen. This is what they do. And amoeba microbes as well, these singular microbes, they also sacrifice themselves. They try to bring themselves together so that they can continue to survive. The decay of atoms, as I mentioned, even the leaves that are there, they grow to protect the fruit, to protect the vegetables beneath, so that things from above can't attack it. And they go thorns and they go various things to protect the fruit. Plants do that. Humans do that as well. They sacrifice themselves to protect their home, their community, their country. They do this and they go to war. They protect themselves also in times of famine, in times of poverty. They will give their food and their wealth and various other things to other people who they think are far more needy and worthy. So human beings, as well as the world that is around us, in some manner, some fashion, some form, on a micro and a macro level, we all are sacrificing, whether we believe it or not. You have sacrificed now your time, your lunch, to come here for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You sacrifice your time for your wife, for your children, and various other things. So it's all there. We constantly are sacrificing in some manner or form. There are people who sacrifice through seeking knowledge. They go and they leave their home, whether it is college or university or a hostel or a boarding school. They go, and especially when they go abroad, they are sacrificing through their trials and tribulations, in their travel, in their time, in their money, in their effort. And similarly, we also, at times, we sacrifice those people that are around us. When you need to achieve something, whether you are revising, when you want to become a hafiz or a alim, then you have to sacrifice time with your friends. You have to sacrifice time with your console, with your PS3 or 4 or 5, whatever it is, with your, you know, binge watching movies and Netflix. You have to sacrifice something to achieve something else. So we do that as well with our friends. We may sacrifice our clothes and our food and programs for one another. We do that. We also sacrifice our culture, our previous culture and way of life for Islam. Those things that are incompatible, those things that are not in line with the parameters of the deen, we sacrifice all of those superstitious acts. We sacrifice all of those acts that are shirkiyah, shirk in their nature. We sacrifice all of those things to do those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say and proclaim the shahada. We sacrifice our sleep and we wake up for fajr. We sacrifice our sleep again and we remain awake for salatul isha. And we wake up early again for tahajjud. We do that, we're sacrificing again for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're sacrificing your wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving your money, by giving your sadaqat and khayrat, and giving your zakat. You sacrifice your food in the month of Ramadan and your rest for your salah. And Hajj itself is the story of that sacrifice, that your entire life where you have been sacrificing for yourself, sacrificing for your children, for your family, for your community, sacrificing for your deen through your salah, through your psalm, through your ibadah and zakah and your shahada, all of these things. Hajj is that penultimate sacrifice, that zenith in your life, when you reach the highest point in your life and you say, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Allah, I've sacrificed now everything that I had for your sake. I'm here. I've sacrificed my family, I've left them behind. I've sacrificed my children, I left them behind. My health, my wealth, everything, Allah, I've given that all in your way, and here I am. Oh Allah, accept me. Oh Allah, enter me into your mercy, into your rahmah, into your blessings. And this is why we see the importance of sacrifice in Hajj and its symbolic aspect of the sacrificing the lamb or the goat or the sheep or the cow or the camel, and reminding you of the sacrifices that you did. And the people that used to sacrifice these things at that time, why? Because these were the most treasured items that they had. These were the biggest assets that they had. Imagine you having a Ferrari or you having a mansion and then you giving that away in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the same thing. Their cattle, their livestock was the most precious things that they had, and they would sacrifice that to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So throughout the lives of all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam all the way to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will see the regular theme in their lives, which is they continue to sacrifice. Saying that Adam alayhi salam, you see his sons Habil and Kabil, they sacrificed to do something which was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam sacrificed and dedicated his entire life to calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he had to sacrifice his family and community to the floods. And you see again in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, sacrificing his own family members, his family, his community, and leaving all of that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, traveling, doing da'wah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and confronting Fir'aun and overcoming all of those challenges and sacrificing those in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, when he reaches the valley, Bibakkata, in that valley, in that sacred valley, he sacrifices again his wife and his child so that they can be there and they can establish themselves and they can spread the deen of Islam. And then when his child is ready and reaches the age of maturity, again he's ready to sacrifice the most precious thing that he has. He gave everything up until that time, the age of 80, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most precious thing now that he has is none other than his son. And again, he is ready to sacrifice that willingly, immediately, without any hesitation, again in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see also this in the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is encompassed in the beautiful verse of the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That indeed my salah, all forms of my worship, everything that I do, and all of my sacrifices of my time, of my health and my wealth, everything that I have, wa mahyaya wa mamati, and my entire life and my death, everything about me is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I sacrifice my entirety in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gets this, he learns this from none other than Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Khalilullah. This is why it's very, very important for us to understand that who you are and what are you ready to sacrifice. There's always limits on our mind. For example, you go to your employer and you say, fine, I'll do 8 hours. And then they'll tell you to do overtime or do different shifts. And you say, no, I'm not willing to sacrifice my family time. I'm not willing to sacrifice my sleep over this extra hour. I'm not willing to do this, this, this for my employer. There's limits to your sacrifice with your employer. There's limits to your sacrifice even, you know, with buying things. You know, I won't sacrifice my money for this product or this item. I don't think it's worth it. We always put a value to the sacrifices that we are willing to make for the things in the dunya, the sacrifices that we're willing to do for our children or our family. Are you willing to make a sacrifice and do the haram or do the halal? What are the sacrifices? What are the parameters? What are the constraints that you apply to yourself when you are looking to sacrifice in your dunya? But then ask yourselves, do you apply the same values and principles, or do you give more in the way of sacrificing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our deen? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, they sacrificed everything, their wealth, their health, their time, their money, their life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the least that we should be doing is at least making sure that we sacrifice the correct amount of time for our salah, for fajr, for zuhur, for asr, for maghrib, for isha. We at least minimum sacrifice the correct amount of sadaqat and khairat and zakat. And we are making sure that we are sacrificing in the correct manner for our sawm, for our qiyam and ruku and sujood and siyam throughout the month of Ramadan. And also when we are ready for the sacred pilgrimage of Hajj, we are sacrificing everything that we have and presenting it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the way Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is no ordinary prophet. He is the grandfather of all of the prophets. This is how he is known. And he's mentioned no less than 69 times explicitly in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the only person other than our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who has been presented to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an example, not just to see but also to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, just the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to follow the uswa-i hasana of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also asks us to follow the uswa-i hasana of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Due to his great character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the verse of the Quran that inna Ibrahim kana ummah, that he was the equivalent of an entire nation, of an entire community. This is how many good values and virtues and characteristics that he had within himself, how he embodied all of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved, how he was the epitome of sacrifice, of pure, sincere sacrifice in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why we are remembering Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and not just remembering the symbolic qurbani that, you know, we do today in terms of, you know, giving a cow or a sheep, etc., but looking at his entire life and how it was sacrifice upon sacrifice upon sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll just give you a very quick picture of how Ibrahim alayhi salam is described in various aspects. Inna Ibrahima la halimun awwahum munim, but extremely forbearing, extremely patient. You have to be. Imagine how he confronted his father, how he confronted his family members, how he confronted his community, how he confronted all of the various challenges in his lifetime, and how patient and forbearing he had to be, and how he was constantly turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his love was so great and so deep for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it penetrated all of the hijabat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him as a khalil, when there is no barrier, when there is no restriction between the loved and the beloved. This is how Ibrahim alayhi salam was taken by Allah azza wa jal. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَاتَّبَعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, that we and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we all follow in the footsteps, in the sacred footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Hanifa Muslima. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. One of the most veracious, one of the most truthful Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he didn't fear any person before him. He stood before Fir'aun, he stood before all of these people, Nimrud and all of these people, and he spoke the truth. And he said, this is the reality, this is the haqiqat. You can't worship the sun, you can't worship this person, you can't worship that person. This is the reality and this is who you need to worship, none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is Ibrahim alayhi salam who is described as the most person who did wafa, as the person who is the most loyal, the person who is the most faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was always ready to sacrifice in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Salamun ala Ibrahim. The most complete blessings and perfection of blessings be upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. And when we remember the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how do we remember? We say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. This is how we remember the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, connected directly to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the most, one of the most prestigious and honorable prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, throughout his entire life from the beginning all the way to the end, from the time he was a single person and he was a nomad and he was traveling, he was doing da'wah, from the time that he married and he had a wife, from the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a child at the age of 80, and then he left them in a barren desert, left them to establish the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he was ready to sacrifice that same son. He is the epitome of true sacrifice of your mind, of your body, of the soul, of the heart, of his health and the wealth. Everything that he had, he was ready to give that in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to us, we always restrict and we limit how much we are willing to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives without limit. Allah continues to shower upon us health and wealth and izzah and honor and so many other things. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we check in our pocket and we check for the coins. We check for the bronze coins and the silver coins, and then we go to the gold coins. We check for the notes, whether it's a blue note or an orange note or a red note. We check. We put limitations before we sacrifice or give anything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself, do you ever think Ibrahim alayhi salam would do that? If he were to sacrifice wealth or time or health or his family? No, without any hesitation, he would give whatever he had. And this is why we see it in the life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would give from the right and the left hand would never know. He would give openly and so much that he would never keep it for himself. Whatever he had, without hesitation, without reluctance, he gave in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are required, when you are asked to support your deen, to support your masjid, to support your community, you should do that without hesitation. Look at the examples of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the examples of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, not just in wealth, but also be ready to sacrifice your children. Not talking about the physical sacrifice, but make sure that you take them to the masajid. Make sure you put them on the deen of Islam, that you encourage them to do, become an alim or become a hafiz, for you to encourage them to sacrifice something in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your children can sacrifice something in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember these stories and remember these beautiful reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you want to get closer to Allah azza wa jal, it cannot just be by doing the bare minimum. You have to go above and beyond, and you have to be willing to sacrifice everything that you have in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He is the one who has given you everything in the first place, and therefore He has every right for your sacrifice, every priority for your sacrifice. And this is how the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them, they showed this and illustrated this throughout their entire lives. From Adam alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam. You can see their life, and you see the entire life is revolving around sacrificing everything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do that, then you will become closer to Allah azza wa jal, and then you will taste the lazza and the beauty of your deen, and then you'll actually get the true rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly understand the beautiful life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his sacrifices, and enable us all to embody these beautiful principles and be ready whenever the time comes with our health and our wealth and our time and our experience and our advice, our body, our soul and our mind, to sacrifice readily in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the way our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did, and the way our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayran.